every Monday at this time. Backroads Bill Steer has been taking us down the backroads and waterways of Northern Ontario. Bill is an outdoor adventurer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa. He teaches part-time at Canadore College and Nipissing University in North Bay. And this week, Bill is going to literally talk about a backroad, a trail. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Marcus. I was just listening to that Marketplace story. I guess we might say that you're in for a surprise.
Ew. That's nasty, Bill. And not all trails have outhouses, do they?
No, they don't, you know. And then, of course, we have to prepare ourselves when we're on the back roads for that that very fact. But, you know, you'll never know what you're going to find out in those back roads. And I found a trail of passion. And, you know, what I was thinking about, why do we put our hands on those monuments, those walls of honor, those plaques, and get that special feeling? But I got that feeling when I found this trail near Timmins.
What trail is it?
Well, it's called Nicky's Trail, and it's just west of Timmins, and it's a story worth telling. It is a story of compassion and passion. A young woman, Nicole Deschampont, died in 2002, and her family, Estelle and Leo Deschamps, and the Star Lake Cottagers Association wanted to do something about it, and they created this magnificent walking trail that goes through the boreal forest, and it's something special.
Well, how has it evolved?
Well, after about 3 years, I mean, we never want to lose a son or a daughter or anything like that. And they wanted to remember Nicky, and Nicky's spirit was in the forest. And they created this trail over 3 years. It opened in June of 2005. And Nicole had died just before Christmas. I'd left an infant daughter at the time, Kennedy. And so they set about setting this trail with interpretive signs and benches. They got a Trillium grant, and they put it all together. And you know what? It's one of the best trails in Northern Ontario. It's kind of like having an urban trail in a rural setting.
Well, take me through it. What do you see? What's there?
Well, what's there? I mean, it's not a walk around the block either. There's about 11 kilometers of trail. There's three loops. You know, if you had any mobility issues whatsoever, this trail is really, really accessible. It's in that jack pine forest of sand, and you can walk through. And it's like the magic of the day I was there was the shadows filtering through the trees. And, you know, I thought of Peter Pan, how distraught Peter Pan was when he lost his shadow. But I was trying to capture those shadows in my camera. And as I walked along, I thought this was a really, really neat walkabout. And really accessible, and of course, it's one of the assets in the Timmins area. And not many people know about it. That's the other thing. And that's why I thought it would be a good story idea.
And there's an erratic on this trail, I hear?
Well, it's just off the trail, and it's called Archie's Rock, and Ann Wilson from the Ministry of Northern Development Mines, we've kind of concluded this could be the largest glacial dropping or erratic from the last ice age in Northern Ontario. There's some other large ones, no Ignis, Ontario, but this one is huge. And the Mattagami River Conservation Authority is creating some signage. Should be up before the snow flies. It's a great place to snowshoe or ski. And it's just off this 11-kilometer loop that the Star Lake Cottage Association have put together. So you can tie both in. It's like a doubleheader. I was thinking about Megan Thomas, though. She did a great job in your absence and just coming out of the bullpen, just like the Blue Jays.
Well, I think Megan was at a Jays game on the weekend when they were winning again, which is exciting. So the trail you mentioned, it is open in winter?
It is. Well, it's a walking, and probably will become it is a snowshoe trail then. And again, it's you can find that. It's about 15 kilometers west of the junction of Highway 101 and 144. Roger will have all this posted up on the CBC website. You can just follow the signs north to the Star Lake Cottage Association. There's a pavilion outside the trailhead. There's a plaque to Nicky. There's all kinds of interpretive information, easy parking. It's just a wonderful place to as a trail destination.
Well, now, Bill, we check in with you every week. Why do you do this backroads thing?
Well, you know, Northern Ontario is a vast and magnificent land, and there was a book published about that years ago. And I think all of our spirit is embodied on those back roads and those waterways. And I think we always yearn to go back to our cottage or camp or trail or our favorite place in nature. So for me and everyone else, I think it's magnetic.
Now, we will continue to check in with you from time to time through the fall and winter. Any hint of where you'll take us next?
Well, you know, it's sad. It's not sad to say at all, but the fall colors, my daughter just went off to Ireland. She says, I'm going to miss the fall color change. And you know, we have that to look forward to. And we've, over the years, we've looked at different vantage points to look at the fall colors. I'm going to take you to a new spot. I think it's up towards the Sioux. And we'll look forward to that color change in the not-too-distant future.
Oh, they're already starting to change, Bill.
They are. I just came back from Armstrong, Ontario, in the Wabakini Wilderness, and I saw that hue above that forest in the north of Lake Superior. I thought to myself, yep, it's coming.
It's coming. Even though it's warm, it's coming. Bill, thanks so much for all your work this summer. Really appreciate it.
Be with the trails.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
That's Backroads. Bill Steer, adventurer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa. He is a part-time instructor at Canadore College and Nipissing University and a regular guest on Morning North. He has his own website, steertonorthernontario.ca, and we do post his segments on our website with photos at cbc.ca/Sudbury.